I'm joined here by the Neave Connell captain, John O'Malley. John, in the lead up to yet another county final, how's it feeling from a Neave Connell perspective?
Feels good, aye. As you say, you know, back in another county final after being knocked out quarter final last year, you know, it was disappointing. So I think it was important for us to get back and get competitive again this year. Like, so to be sitting in the county final, especially after a slow start to the championship, you know, we're very, very happy. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been an up and down championship for you. A couple of defeats thrown in there in the group stages to Glen Swilly and St Michael's. There was a tough game against Downings as well. And then you came through and you got a good victory over Killybegs. But then against Terriman, you were under real pressure and you pulled it out of the fire. And then again, extra time against Four Masters. So there's been a lot going on as such.
A lot going on, very up and down, aye. I know to start the championship, there was a quick turnover, you know, between the inter-county season finishing and the club championship starting, you know. And we had, I think it was 7 boys up at the county, so you're trying to integrate them back. And obviously they had to get their break after a busy inter-county period as well. So, you know, for a lot of the championship, we probably wouldn't have been happy with our performances. Things just weren't clicking for us, a bit better the last few weeks. Still not where I think we need to be to win on county final day, you know, against the top key door side. You know, trying to figure things out as we go. As I said, you know, you don't have time to work on things with your county boys during the year. That's just the way the split season is now and everything. But, you know, we're still trying to figure things out, but hopefully county final day will be the day that it all clicks for us.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, you have a lot of players in with the county team and, you know, they're coming in, you're training, and obviously the likes of Gary Boyle, your coach was at the under-20s earlier in the year. Murray Boyle was involved with the Donegal senior panel as well. So, you know, from early in the year, you know, were fellas blooded? Did that help things in that early stage of the season? Because, you know, you didn't get to the league final either. Was there learnings taken from that?
Definitely, I think so. As you said, you know, we'd all the boys with the senior team, but we'd a good group of lads with under-20s as well. As you say, Gary was managing them there. So, but listen, we're lucky that we have loads of young talent and the club. So we're fit to use that as an opportunity, boys, you know, get senior experience in the league and that as well. And I think that's standing to them. We've a reserve team in the county final next Sunday as well. So a lot of the boys would have playing in that there. It would have been playing senior league a lot of the year, you know, so... as you say, obviously what you want to do well in the league game to be winning the league, but it was definitely productive in terms of bringing them boys on as well. Like.
And how have you found adapting to the new rules this year, John?
You know, there's been a lot of learning in it. I think there's still a bit of figuring out a lot of teams are doing, you know, but I think it definitely makes for a better spectacle, you know, as you can see. Games in general, you know, we're never over till we're over, but especially more so now. Like you're seeing so many times, you've seen them at the inter-county season and with the club championships all over the country now, so many late comebacks and whatnot. So, yeah, definitely, I know I'm in my 16th year now playing senior football, and you build up all the experience and whatnot and come to this year, then it feels like it's not worth as much as it was last year, you know. But no, it's been good. It's definitely, it's an enjoyable game to play, and I guess definitely more enjoyable game to watch.
So you're a forward, do you like being in the top three or do you rather being out a wee bit in the loose?
Do you know what, I would have thought top three, especially now, legs aren't what they used to be, but funny, you're in the top three, you're not as involved as much, you know, you're in that, the middle sector, you're seeing much more of the ball, but you know, the demands of it are so high and with transitions and that there, I don't think anyone can be caught going up and down all day. Everyone, whether you're taking a break in the back three, the front three, you know, it has to rotate at different stages during the game anyway. So I don't think there's really such a thing as being in the top three all the time or anything like that. You have to be ready to get back when needs be as well, you know.
And what have you made of this Guido team?
Do you know what? I haven't seen that much of them. Obviously, I haven't got a chance to watch their semi-final yet. I'd be a bit superstitious about that. Didn't watch them on Saturday. I wanted to concentrate on their own game, like, but... by all accounts, from what I've heard, they've sounded like they've probably been the most impressive team all championship, you know, obviously the only team that went unbeaten. So yeah, going to be under no illusions. I know they're probably going in as favourites into the final. Sound like they're going really, really well. So but Regan and the boys will have their homework done on them.